Hey guys, welcome to PAX West 2017 in Seattle, Washington. My name is Panu, and today we're working with Dell and Alienware. First of all, let me introduce Chris Saylor.
Hey Panu, how's it going?
Good, man, how are you doing?
I'm good. So my name's Chris. I do marketing for Alienware and Dell Gaming.
Nice.
And we are here at the Alienware booth at PAX West. So I wanted to start you off at our Area 51 station.
Yeah, so Area 51, that's under Alienware, right?
Yeah, this is Alienware.
So explain to us a little bit, you know, what is the Alienware brand? What does it mean to Dell? What does it mean to, like, us as core gamers?
Yeah, so Alienware is kind of a legendary brand in PC gaming. One of the very first OEMs to actually start putting together PCs that are built for gamers.
Nice.
And that legacy has continued on throughout our entire time in the gaming industry. And as a result, now we have a reputation for being some of the best, highest quality, best performing, most innovative PCs that are out there. In fact, we were just rated between Dell and Alienware, number one gaming laptop brand in the world by Laptop Mag.
Laptop Magazine?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I'm super proud of that. Thank you. But this is the Area 51.
Yeah.
This is the embodiment of everything that Alienware stands for. You can tell we're not known for having tiny computers.
You can't have a tiny computer and like
and
awesome
this much
gaming,
power.
Right?
I know.
Of course.
So the Area 51 is our supercar, right? It's our, what's new with the Area 51 is that we are now configuring the Intel i9 processor with it.
Nice.
Which gives it an extraordinary amount of processing power. We now have two ultra high-end versions of this product in our stable. One of them is the AMD Threadripper version, and that is awesome for like super mega tasking, that sort of thing. The i9 version is going to be your best configuration for gaming, high performance gaming.
Totally. So, yeah. Awesome. So, you know, obviously paired with your awesome gaming desktop, you need to have awesome gaming displays as well, right?
That was a really good seg.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, thank you.
Yeah.
And so, what do you have showing off today?
Yeah, so these...
And I love how we have this like lovely lady here gaming right for us.
These are the Alienware 34-inch curved displays. These things are ridiculous. And we are demoing Hellblade on three displays right now, running on the Area 51 with i9 processor. So it just looks incredible.
Yeah.
This is what I want to have set up in my room.
This is what everyone here wants set up in their room.
So it's a 120 refresh rate on the displays. They come in a G-Sync version. Super proud of these things.
Yeah.
This now adds to our line of peripherals. We have a 25-inch display, a 34-inch display, the curved display.
Yeah.
We have keyboards and mice, and there's more to come.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Really looking forward to both these things. And when are they available? When can our people at home go out and just buy three monitors and set it up in their home as well?
Well, money permitting.
Of course, yeah, I mean.
This month.
Yeah.
This month. You can go to Alienware.com for all the details.
Nice.
We've got the products shown off there right now. So.
Great.
Yeah.
Hey, really looking forward to the Alienware line, what you guys have to offer. But you know, you mentioned earlier the Inspiron gaming line as well, right?
Yeah.
What does that line mean, and do you have anything to show me today?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a couple of products to show you in Inspiron gaming. I guess let's start off while we're walking over there, kind of talk about what Inspiron gaming is.
Sure, yeah. So what is Inspiron gaming?
Yeah, so we talked about Alienware. Alienware has been around for 20 years, and Alienware stands for the pinnacle, the best, right?
Yeah.
Inspiron gaming is, excuse me, guys. Excuse me. Inspiron gaming. Inspiron gaming is our answer to the market for people who are interested in a gaming PC that gets really great performance, but maybe aren't capable or willing to spend what it might cost for an Alienware.
Of course.
And so the Inspiron gaming products are still very powerful. They're still designed specifically for gamers, but they don't have all of the bells and whistles that an Alienware will have. They don't necessarily have all of the highest end materials, which means that there are cost savings in the product that we transfer to the customer. So that's our whole strategy with this product.
Yeah.
Meet customers where they're at in kind of this below $1,000 price point.
Right. Yeah. A lot of exciting stuff going on behind us. But you know what? I love the way you talk about that, because you know, just because you're not spending a couple thousand dollars doesn't mean you're, you know, you're not a true gamer,
right,
you're
exactly.
not a core gamer.
Right.
And Dell is addressing that need right here, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's, you know, when we were talking off camera, I said, we know intuitively as gamers that there's no direct relationship between how much money you have or what your disposable income is
right.
and how much you care about gaming. In fact, there's probably an
inverse correlation.
An inverse correlation between the two of those.
Yeah.
The more time you spend gaming, the less money you have to spend on it.
Well, I think we know for a fact that that's actually true,
yeah,
right? So what do we have right here? This is the see-through panel. Like, what's going on here?
This is the Inspiron Gaming Desktop. This product, we announced at E3. It is AMD processors, AMD graphics, it's Ryzen processors. As of this PAX West, we announced the clear side panel as a configurable option. The main benefit of this is that it looks awesome. So we're really happy about it.
I'm super guilty of this stuff. Like, and you know, and you mentioned those, like the blue light.
Yeah.
I mean, lights up the room.
Yeah.
And, you know, along with your like mice and your keyboard nowadays.
It's all really dramatic.
Yeah. It looks great.
Yeah, I love it.
Cool. So I love the Inspiron desktop, but the Inspiron gaming line, you have more than just desktops,
right? Yeah, that's correct. That's correct.
Do you want to
sure.
show us the
let's
laptop
go to the laptop
well?
Side of the booth. Yeah. While we're walking by, we have Inspiron gaming desktops running VR demos here at the Dell gaming booth. This is Raw Data, which is a game that is, you can see up there, it's about kind of like cyborg ninjas and shooting people.
Who doesn't love cyborg ninjas and shooting people?
I know. It's the basically like the two axioms of gaming. Right?
Of course.
So
you mentioned there's you know there's other competitions here. Like what's going on? I saw there's a green screen in the corner.
Yeah. So that's a good point. So we have two booths here. Like I mentioned earlier, we're at the Dell gaming booth right now. We were at the Alienware booth earlier.
Yep.
And the booths are different. Not only are the products different, but what we're doing at them is different.
Okay.
The Alienware booth is 100% designed to give people experiences that they could never experience themselves at home.
Okay.
That means we have a 5v5 like esports stage in the front of the booth where people can get up and compete against each other, get streamed live on our Twitch channel, and kind of be esports celebrities
for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, after this.
I can get owned live here at PAX West?
That's right.
Dude,
that's
I'm looking forward to
for all the
it.
World to see.
Oh, man.
We also have a mixed reality corner, which is a VR experience where you're doing VR in front of a green screen, and then there's a video feed of your experience. And it looks like you're actually inside of the game, which is a really compelling thing to see. It's one of the best ways for people who have never tried VR to look at VR and understand what it represents.
All right, Chris. So before I like dash away from you and go do the VR experience, we have to talk about the new hotness here, right?
Yeah. Yes.
What do we have here?
So this is Inspiron 15-7000 Gaming. This is the newest Inspiron gaming laptop. We are announcing it right now at PAX West.
Nice.
And this is going to be our lead horse for Inspiron Gaming all throughout holiday and into next year. The starting at price point is $999.
Wow.
And it comes with a GTX 1060. So this is really us providing a product to people that we know the 1060 is kind of the threshold.
Yeah.
That's the graphics that people really, really want to get into. We're providing that for less than $1,000.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So I would love to hear you talk about, you know, the design. It's super thin, how the thermals work.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can
see.
Should
we turn it sideways so that people at home can see how thin this game laptop is nowadays?
Yeah. So first of all,
by the way, the red looks fantastic.
I'm a big fan of this red color.
Yeah.
It's a really nice kind of rich red, very thin design. The Inspiron gaming laptop, in both of its current generations, uses this kind of front bank of speakers here, not just as a place for sound to come out, but also as air intake. And so it draws air through the front of the machine, across the internal components, and out the slats in the back. And so that's kind of the dual exhaust system at the back of the machine.
Nice.
So it's a really nice design. It's been working for us really well in previous iterations of the product. And it's something that we intend to keep experimenting with over time.
Of course. Hey, that's really good insight. I know it's a little loud here. So, and if the people want to follow it along at home,
yeah,
where can they find out more details about the Inspiron Gaming line or the Alienware line?
Yeah, so Inspiron Gaming, you can find out more at dell.com/gaming.
I know today you have something secret to share with me, right? A new announcement, maybe related to what's on the background right here?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's start going in this direction.
Yeah.
We are really big at Alienware and Dell on partnering with games, with the best games.
Uh-huh.
And there's something really exciting happening this fall,
yeah,
which is that Microsoft is releasing Forza Motorsport 7.
Yep.
Disputably one of the best racing titles like ever, for the first time on PC. And we get to be your PC partner in several different countries. We're super happy about it. So what you have going on behind me is people demoing Forza Motorsport 7 sitting in a racing sled using high-end peripherals, playing the game on an Alienware Aurora desktop.
Nice.
The benefit to playing Forza on a PC is that you have no locked frame rates. The upper end of performance is just, you know, potentially through the roof. And as you can see here, the game is just gorgeous.
It looks fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. Someone who was interviewing me yesterday said something about the uncanny valley of cars.
Ooh,
It's hard to tell what's a game and what's a real car at this point.
Yeah. So. I love how she's driving very carefully, too.
That's necessary. You'd be surprised how many people are spinning out all over the place.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I mean, the games are always super technical, but they're ultra-realistic,
yeah,
right? That's what the gamers love.
Yep. So this Forza partnership is awesome. It's a great opportunity for both Microsoft and Dell, for us to work together, for us to get excited about a really cool moment in gaming. But we're also doing some really neat stuff with the community. So.
Yeah.
You know, Microsoft is, the Forza team is partnering with a group called Hoonigan,
mm-hmm,
Hoonigan Racing, and they're a street racing team out of LA. Well, we've done some custom Alienware PCs that are wrapped in these really loud Hoonigan race car,
yeah,
paint jobs, and we'll be giving some of those away to the community
nice,
as prizes.
So if our community members at home want to be a part of this, how do they learn more? How do they participate?
Yeah, keep your eyes on some of the communications that are coming out of Forza as it gets closer to launch. I believe the launch event is on September 30th. So keep your eyes peeled and you should find out more information there.
Chris, that was a lot of really good information, and I'm super excited for everything that Dell has for the gaming scene. Really appreciate everything today.
Yeah, absolutely. There's one more thing I want to mention.
Yeah.
So, along with this partnership, at the launch on October 1st,
okay,
people are going to be able to get a free copy of Forza with the purchase of select Dell gaming PCs.
Wow.
So we're talking about like 5 different PCs in our lineup. So we're super excited about that.
Yeah.
We'll be doing it globally. So keep your eyes peeled. Learn more at dell.com/gaming.
Cool. Thank you so much. All right, guys. Thank you.